Addressing delegates at the party's Congress, Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is also the ZANU-PF Secretary for Legal Affairs, announced the expected but controversial amendments to the party's constitution, allowing President Mugabe to appoint his deputies in line with the 1987 unit accord between ZANU-PF and the Zimbabwe African People's Union, or ZAPU, founded by the late Joshua Nkomo.
Article 7 of the Constitution, the reconstituted Central Committee. There shall be a Central Committee which shall be the principal organ of the party in between Congress. Two, Vice President and Second Secretary appointed in accordance with the Unity Accord by the President.
Many suspect the amendments to the Constitution are aimed to protect Mr. Mugabe from the likes of his Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who has been accused of factionalism and plotting to secretly oust him. Opening up the speculation to the Mrs. Mujuru's fate, Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda said Congress had resolved to expel anyone suspected of spawning factionalism.
To ensure the enforcement of discipline within the party, without fear or favor, eliminate the influence of high-level vote fathers and vote mothers.
While the question of who President Mugabe will pick as his deputies remain unanswered, independent political analyst Sidney Masamvu says the larger issue of succession still remains.
Where we are right now, we have this ZANU-PF Congress is not confronted the succession issue because the ZANU-PF Constitution does not say the Vice President shall take over.
Aside from addressing the party's internal issues of factionalism and succession, the Congress also addressed the issues of consent to citizens as articulated by Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Sembi Sonyoni, who chaired the cluster on social services.
Prioritize the provision of social protection, productive assets, including land, credit, and research, in order to accelerate the building of livelihoods.
Another hot issue on the Congress agenda was land reform, where Mudenda says there will be some changes.
We take urgent measures to resolve all remaining land-related disputes in the countryside, particularly those pitting resettled indigenous farmers against former white commercial farmers who remain on their land through corruptly obtained forms of tenure, obtained with the support of some shameless senior party leaders, which tarnishes the image of the party and erodes its support.
Still on land, Agriculture and Mechanization Minister Joseph Made, who chaired the agricultural cluster, says new farmers can expect better support from the government to ensure food security in the country. Made also said farmers would be required to sell an unspecified tonnage of their crop output to the Grain Marketing Board.
A1 and A2 farmers should be fully supported with respect to farm equipment, ensure that distribution of farm equipment and input is done in a transparent and fair manner.
On infrastructure, Transport Minister Obed Mpofu announced Congress's resolution to rehabilitate major roads before the Christmas holidays.
Rural roads risk traveling. We have done 26,000 kilometers in our rural roads, and this is beyond what we targeted for implementation. Pre-Christmas highway maintenance program.
Other critical areas of concern to many citizens are education and engagement with the West, both of which Mudenda says Congress has resolutions, including engaging Britain and her allies. Analyst Masamvu says that resolution is overdue, but welcome.
A very positive resolution, which I hope it will actually carry the same political will to see it to its fruition. This has been a belated sort of cause which needed to be taken a long time ago, given the state of our economy, given Zimbabwe's isolation from the rest of the international community. The world, as you go, where you're living in a global village. And I believe that sanity or sense has belatedly come back to the ZANU-PF leadership to see the need to engage the Western countries.
Zimbabwe's relations with the West were strained in 2000 following the imposition of targeted sanctions against President Mugabe over allegations of rigged elections and gross human rights violations. Harare, however, has maintained that the sanctions were part